Nolte, Democrats pass laws to destroy suburbs. By John Nolte on February 13, 2023. In the name of equity, the Biden administration and state Democrats have declared war on the suburbs. The Biden administration and Democrats in New York, Connecticut and other states are fighting local zoning laws in order to build high-rise apartment buildings with affordable units in tree-lined, single-family neighborhoods. All in the name of equity, meaning everyone can live in a tranquil suburb, whether they've earned the money to pay for it or not. The Biden administration announced January 19 that it will require all towns across the U.S. to submit equity plans showing how they will make it possible for low-income people to live there by providing affordable housing, transportation and other resources. Towns that don't meet the cookie-cutter requirement for economic diversity will lose federal funding. The left's seething hatred of the suburbs is readily apparent in popular culture, where movies regularly portray these tranquil, tree-lined neighborhoods as hotbeds of racism, repression, sexual dysfunction, and hatred. Unless it's in the hands of a genius like David Lynch, the result is usually tired and stereotyped. For every classic like Blue Velvet, 1986, and 1999, and Ordinary People, 1980, there's a ton of garbage like Revolutionary Road, 2008, Little Children, 2006, Pleasantville, 1998, and The Stepford Wives, 2004. Why does the left hate the suburbs? For starters, we tend to vote Republican. Worse still, we're truly happy out here. The suburban way of life proves people live fuller lives if they are unbothered by central authority and control. We prove government causes way more problems than it solves. And nothing makes the left angrier than happy, contented people they cannot control. I would add that nothing proves that everything the left believes in is a lie more than the suburbs do. It's in the blue cities where all the violence, hate crimes, lousy schools, traffic jams, gun violence, and environmental issues like smog occur. It's out in the mostly ungoverned suburbs where people of all races get along, where our water, air, and streets are safe and clean, where the schools are functional, where we all own guns, but there's hardly any gun violence. So what better way to destroy the suburbs than to turn the suburbs into just another lousy Democrat-run city? Once Democrats strip the suburbs of what makes them special, zoning laws that protect property values and avoid density, that's the end of the suburbs. Governor Kathy Hochul, DNY, knows exactly what she's doing with a new law that will force each town and village in the New York metro area to increase its housing stock to meet a uniform, state-imposed target and rezone for high-density housing. Apartment buildings, within a half mile of every MTA train stop. What happens, then? The plague of failed cities spreads into these idyllic areas. And Democrats move in, those whose voting patterns ensure even more destruction, especially in the schools. Say goodbye to quaint downtowns lined with two-story buildings and older houses. Yep. That's the master plan. What's more, Democrats have climbed into bed with the big developers who cannot wait to enrich themselves by tearing these towns apart. Nothing destroys a community faster than renters, and I say that as someone who has been a renter. In my little neighborhood, the only stress point is a rental house. Everything else here is placid and serene. But every once in a while, idiots move into that house and make life hard on the people who live nearby. So I can't imagine what a multi-unit apartment building would do to undermine our way of life, not to mention our property values. Democrats are locusts. They've already consumed and annihilated the cities. Now they are moving to the suburbs. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.